This is All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Jeff Tabiri. Again, time for our conversation about the week in politics. Becky Gray, Senior Vice President at the Conservative John Locke Foundation, and Rob Schofield, Director of the Progressive NC Policy Watch, are here to discuss. Hello to you both.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hogs were in the headlines this week, tariffs and lawsuits. First, the taxes. In recent weeks, Donald Trump issued a tariff on steel, the White House did. This week, China answered back with new tariffs on pork. Now, our state exported about $100 million in pork last year to China. We'll start on the free market side of the table. Becky, how significant and potentially dangerous are these new tariffs?
I think they could be both. I think they could really have an impact. I mean, North Carolina is, I think, the largest pork producer, or one of the largest pork producers in the country.
First or second, depending on the area.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, I mean, you know, this is a big deal. It's a big industry to us. I'm very concerned about some of these trade tariffs and this interference with the free markets globally. You know, free markets don't just work locally or here. We talk about it a lot on this show in North Carolina. But I think it could have wide-sweeping impacts on, also tobacco is impacted as well. And in addition to that, he's also talking about tariffs on farm machinery. And when you think about the impact and the significance of agribusiness in North Carolina, how important it is to our economy, I think this is very concerning.
This is one area where Becky and I think generally agree, actually. I think there might be specific situations in which tariffs can have a beneficial impact. I don't trust Donald Trump to be making those decisions. Like a lot of his decisions, this seems like a very half-baked one. You know, in the steel aluminum area, one of our analysts over at the North Carolina Justice Center pointed out a couple weeks ago that North Carolina has around 6,000 jobs in steel and aluminum, but we have 500,000 jobs that are in industries that depend on affordable steel and aluminum. So if you get into a trade war there, get into a trade war here on hogs, it has real potential dangerous impacts. I will say, however, that the hog industry in North Carolina is a controversial industry, and it does pose some serious environmental problems. And so, you know, there is that aspect to it as well. But when it just comes to the economy, I think there are some real, at least short-term concerns about this.
Well, and I agree with Rob that there are some concerns with the hog industry, the environmental impacts, those kind of things. But I don't think China imposing tariffs on these products is the way to address that problem. I think it could certainly be done better. And just, you know, a couple quick numbers here. These tariffs that China has announced on the pork products would go from 10% to 35%, and then on tobacco, cigarettes and cigars would go from 25% to 50%. So we're talking about a big difference, a big change, and I think a big impact.
Quickly from each of you, a two-part follow-up. Do we expect this line to hold, or do you expect there to be more movement in those numbers you're just detailing in terms of how much these tariffs move? That's one. And then two, just real quick, yes or no, trade wars, good or bad?
I think trade wars can be good, they can be bad. I mean, you know, when you have competition, I think often what we have are lower prices and better products and more products. So I think that kind of depends. I don't think that these tariffs that we've seen and these numbers coming out this week are the end of the story. I think that there's some negotiation that will take place.
Again, I don't trust Donald Trump. I don't think a lot of people trust Donald Trump to make the right decision on this. He doesn't show a penchant for backing down off of the positions he espouses. So it's really hard to predict. He's very much a wild card in all this. In general, tariffs, you know, again, in selective instances can be beneficial, but as a general matter, all-out trade wars probably not the best thing for our economy.
Sticking with a different arm of this industry, Rob, you mentioned controversial elements of this, specifically the environmental side of it. There's a significant lawsuit that's moving forward in court. It was back in court this week. It's about two dozen nuisance lawsuits, and it pertains to, quite frankly, the stink of hog farms,
right,
as much as contamination of water and other things. But is this a potential game changer? Is this something you expect to settle out of court for sum of money? I mean, what's going to happen here?
Well, what's happened is that a group of families who have been obviously harmed by the stench of hog farms, the actual just having this bacteria and these fecal matter on their homes, have brought suit against some of the big hog producers in North Carolina. There's a big federal court trial. It's going to take several weeks to conclude. Our Lisa Sorg at NC Policy Watch has written several articles about it already. This is an age-old problem in our state for several decades now. The crisis of industrialized hog farming, both in terms of just the the terrible environmental impact, as well as the, you know, arguably the terrible impact on the animals themselves and the way they're treated. As to whether it's a game changer or no, the legislature has tried to do its best to stop these lawsuits. The only reason this lawsuit's been allowed to go forward is because the General Assembly, we couldn't get a recent law that was passed by the General Assembly made retroactive, as the hog producers tried to do. The General Assembly's been trying to stop these kinds of nuisance lawsuits. I hope very much that they will continue to go forward because, as you know, as much as a boon to the economy in some places that hog farming has been, the long-term environmental effects are terrible, and it's quite arguable that it's not sustainable for our state.
And Jeff, I think this comes down to really the fundamental question of property rights and what are the property rights of people who own property around, adjacent, in the areas where there are these hog farms, and then what are the property rights of the hog farmers? This lawsuit that you mentioned is moving forward. I don't know what's going to happen on that. On these nuisance cases, one of the criteria for that is, as a property owner, you have to have been aware of or have owned the farming, owned your land before the farm started. You know, it's not that you can go in tomorrow, buy a piece of land next to a hog farm and say, gee whiz, this smell is bothering me. You know, there's the thing of, you know, knowing what you're buying. So there's some fundamental property rights questions involved in this lawsuit. And at the John Lott Foundation, we're watching this closely. I think some of the things, and we fought this when the General Assembly was considered, to make some of these laws retroactively effective, that just is wrought with all kinds of constitutional and legal problems. So there's some real legal questions here. It kind of begs the fact, okay, if this is a problem and the courts determine that it is, what will the hog farmers be required to do? What is the cost to them, and what is the cost to the industry, and who's going to bear the cost? You know, when you get into those kind of things, those costs are passed on to the consumers. You know, we like bacon in North Carolina. We like barbecue. So, you know, those are some questions, too, that are, you know, that all of this is more complex than just as it would appear on the surface.
But it is like a lot of polluting industries. The bottom line is that humans, we have to survive as a species in this state without pollutants from industry, you know, wrecking our health and our well-being. And this is an instance in where one particular industry is wrecking the health and well-being of a lot of people. And to me, it seems as if there's going to have to be some changes going forward. It's just not sustainable in the way it's being done right now.
But as with so many things, there has to be a balance that is reached. And whatever the evidence is, and I hope that we see this through this case, is based on real science, not politically motivated agendas.
Finally, in the final moment or so, Charlotte has submitted its bid to host the 2020 Republican National Convention. That city hosted the Democratic National Convention in 2012. Are you rooting for North Carolina to get this event, and perhaps why? Rob?
You know, the conventions have almost become, they're just it's a big TV show at this point. They've become so sort of absurd in so many ways. It's a big party in which giant corporations spend money to wine and dine powerful people and to win influence. I almost feel as if the political conventions as we know them have become obsolete. And, I must confess, I'm not terribly excited about the Democrats or the Republicans or about us spending lots of public money to draw them to North Carolina. I suppose there's an argument to be made that it'll be good for the city of Charlotte's economy for a short period of time. But I'm having a lot of trouble getting too enthusiastic about this.
Jeff, I would compare this to cities vying for basketball tournaments or the Super Bowl or the World Series or any of those kind of big events that bring a lot of people to their city. You know, on the one hand, there are economic studies that show that it's a real boon to the economy. Hotels sell out. People are eating out in restaurants. There's lots of that. But there's also a real drain on it because you have to have increased security, increased law enforcement on hand, the infrastructure that's required to handle these kind of crowds in cities with the expense that goes with that. So there's a lot of controversy as to, you know, what the net benefit is. For a lot of these cities, it's kind of bragging rights of, you know, do we get to be on national TV for 4 or 5 days?
Yeah,
we're now a major league city. So I don't know. I think a lot of it's just kind of silly, to be honest with you. I don't have strong feelings one way or the other, except that I would think for, on behalf of the taxpayers, that some consideration of what the bottom line cost is going to be and who's going to bear that cost ought to be part of these negotiations.
Rob Schofield is a columnist at NC Policy Watch. Becky Gray is Senior Vice President at the John Locke Foundation. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks,
you
Jeff.
Too.